So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
A little riff on the word calamari there.
Ah,
just a little help.
Let's see.
I'm here to help. I'll be here for most of the show.
Was that like Mon Calamari from the Star Wars movies?
I said I'm helpful, not a full movie buff like you, Steve.
Now, Steve from flicks.co.nz, what have you been watching and what should we be watching?
That's a very good question, John. I have been glued to a couple of things over the past few days. And let's all take a deep breath and get the heavy one out of the way first.
I'm just going to grab my questions off. Johnny's grabbed my questions.
I've seen the first two episodes of HBO's new investigative documentary series, Allen versus Farrow, which details the decades-old allegations that once celebrated filmmaker Woody Allen sexually abused his adopted daughter. I should have actually preceded this with a content warning that we're going to be mentioning some things that aren't very nice to listen to.
Sorry about that. Along with the drive show. Thank
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Now, I, like some people, but not all people, kind of fell off the Woody Allen train a little while ago. And for me, he'd become one of those guys that his art is inseparable from the stories around him.
From his character.
Sometimes that happens. You know, it's just like if you stop liking something, you don't want to keep watching it.
How long has everyone sort of been aware of his dark side?
These allegations first surfaced publicly in the fallout from his breakup with longtime partner Mia Farrow. That was when, of course, he got busted sleeping with her adopted daughter and then married her. So that's about two decades ago.
Okay.
But his filmography, of course, is littered with examples of inappropriate relationships between older men and sometimes teenagers. So there's definitely an interest there that's been documented. However,
You mean the content of his films, right?
That's the one.
It's
like a bibliography, but so movies.
Fuck, that's extra creepy.
Bibliography's books, by the way.
That's crazy.
The key difference here being that Dylan Farrow, the daughter that's at the center of this documentary series, was just a young child, like not even in double digits when this was alleged to have happened. Allen denies all these allegations. The documentary does not set out to be a both sides documentary because his apparatus and legal machine's done a great job of setting out his story and set of events over the last couple of decades. However, it's the first time that Dylan Farrow has told her story extensively on camera, and hearing a first-person account of what she says happened to her as a child is real grueling.
I don't know these people at all. Should I just not watch it? Sounds kind of like...
Well, maybe. I mean, I'd say now's not the time to catch up on Woody Allen, but that ship's probably sailed.
Okay.
Mia Farrow, probably best known for her performance as the lead in Rosemary's Baby, which is a great watch.
Okay.
Anyway, this documentary series is really hard yakka, but a lot of really interesting things happen. The story might be old, but there's content that hasn't been seen before. There are recently some court documents from around the time that have been unsealed. There's some phone calls between Farrow and Allen that play.
Woody Allen is. I just didn't realize we were talking about Woody Allen.
To the point where both of them during the fallout were taping each other's phone conversations. So this is audio of two people who are both secretly taping each other. It's a certain stilted kind of conversation when I'm on the phone to you and I know that I'm taping you to catch you out, but you're also taping me to catch me out. That's
great.
A strange
buzz. You're bound to get good audio for the documentary, so that's fantastic.
But one of the really clever things, obviously, Woody Allen, well, why would you participate in this documentary? The answer is, hell no, of course you wouldn't. But they fill that gap by using last year's audiobook memoir that he released. And so there's excerpts of him talking about the events that have just been discussed on screen, taken from his autobiography. And it's a device that works really well because, frankly, like, you don't really want to hear from him. And the way that he, the manner in which he talks about them is just kind of adds to the grossness. Of course, he's not saying any of it happened, but the way he talks about his relationships is not very convincing set amongst all the other accounts there. What's the fallout been? The publishers of the book have threatened legal action because they didn't know that any of this audio was being used in the documentary. The filmmakers say it's fair use because it's journalism. Alan and his wife have said it's a hatchet job and it's all nonsense. But let's just see what happens over the subsequent episodes. You can catch that here on Neon. The first episode is streaming now.
Is there any police situation in all this? Like, I always wonder about like the law or the legal stuff. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't.
It's weird how the movie comes out before the fucking law.
I don't think that in this. Like, I don't think there's any prospect of. I don't think there's any prospect of legal action as a conclusion of this.
Wow. Okay.
From what I understand, I haven't seen the last two episodes of the documentary, but as I understand it, there's some exploration of a prosecutor looked into these allegations some time ago. They thought they had a strong enough case to bring, and it kind of ended up just
vanishing,
going away.
He's pretty small. He's pretty large fry, isn't he?
Too powerful.
Pretty large fry. Yep. Whatever the outcome of this, I think this is a lot like Finding Neverland, in that, you know, plenty of people had opinions about Michael Jackson one way or the other. Plenty of people have opinions about Woody Allen one way or the other.
Woody Allen needs to die.
But I think it's probably, we're all going to die. It's inevitable. But I think
it's not a race, though.
I think that if you've got, any preconceived idea about whether or not this happened or how it may have happened, there's almost, almost an obligation to hear the story being told by the person that said it happened, because
especially if nothing's going to happen about it,
because that's the opportunity this presents, is to actually have a first person account established. So anyway, that's Alan versus Pharaoh. That's screening. New episodes of that are screening weekly on Neon.
Cool. After like 3 minutes of that, and I feel shit about humanity. Is there anything else?
Good. Yeah. Anything uplifting?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've also watched this movie about a predatory lawyer who takes advantage of old people by putting them into rest homes and stealing all of their assets and money.
Oh, grift! I do love a good grift.
However, it's a black comedy, so
I love that stuff. Though.
So this is actually a bit of a chaser to what we've just been talking about. The film's called I Care a Lot. It's playing on Prime Video. It stars Rosamund Pike, and she's in the same sort of scenery chewing form that she displayed in Gone Girl a few years back.
She is kind of an enigma, that lady, eh?
Yeah, and here she's like dialed all the way up. It's,
right, cool.
This is a I'm a fully actualized scammer movie.
Work it.
Now, of course, it would be interesting enough if she was just putting old people in rest homes. It's actually kind of funny this comes out so soon after framing Britney Spears, because
I haven't watched
there's
that
kind yet. Of some sort of some similarities with the way that she's had Spears has had her
coaxing people
legal,
into trouble,
legal personhood taken away from her,
right, yeah.
And then possibly had her assets mismanaged, and what Rosamund Pike's doing over in this film. But the hook of this is she gets presented with the perfect victim for an endeavor like this, a woman who's got no family and sizable assets. And so, tell you what, you pop her in a retirement home, you do a deal with the guy that runs it, you cut off her access to the outside world, you sign all, you get all her power of attorney,
then you just sell
all of her stuff.
Yeah.
Except what you'll need to remember, Cam, is make sure that Peter Dinklage isn't that person's son. Oh, he is.
I'm sorry.
And then make sure that he also isn't a violent criminal who will come after you, and the two play a very enthralling game of increasingly violent cat and mouse. I really liked this. This is a...
Is it all based on a true story?
I don't think any of it's based on a true story. If
these
it is,
grifts are going on.
If
though.
It is, well, I've missed that.
Let us know about your latest grifts out there, if anyone's doing any grifts.
Yep, I think you could leave keywords out if need be, but text your grifts.
Pickpocketing Monkey is good.
I Care a Lot. Yeah, I recommend this. It's like a... It's not a masterpiece, but it's a fun watch, and I had a good time.
You say Amazon?
Yeah, that's on Amazon Prime.
Sweet.
So there you go. Couple of options. Nice. Oh, John, you actually mentioned something that's worth a spin as well.
On Amazon, Hotel Coolgardie.
Hotel Coolgardie.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong, mate.
Hotel Coolgardie. I remember it appearing at the film festival a couple of years ago, but never watched it.
Fair.
And I watched it over the weekend. It's about two Finnish backpackers who do a stint in the outback at a pub. And just their interactions with the local characters, local outback mining characters.
Character means crazy.
Yeah, heaps of crazies.
I haven't even seen it.
Man, it is. Whenever
somebody calls someone a character in life, it's usually
not you just wonder what on earth life at that pub would be like if there wasn't a film crew there.
Is there a mine still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine when the mine goes.
It's rugged.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's got its charm, and then then all of a sudden, boy, it does not.
Yeah,
I want to watch that one.
Okay, I've got a.
It's good. It's good. It's like I was like, oh my god, can I do this? It's tough.
So that's one tough, one easygoing, and one tough is our scorecard today.
Cola, did you have a question for Steve?
Well, we're talking about flicks. John, was it you who recommended me Yellowstone?
No, I haven't seen Yellowstone. What's Yellowstone?
I've watched a little bit of Yellowstone. But it's not that great, I wouldn't say.
No, that's what I was ringing up about.
Okay. What is it called? Do you want to elaborate?
Thank you.
Do you love it?
Yeah!
Thanks, Steve.
Cool.
Thanks for getting your mates to call up as well.
Oh, no worries.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.